food, glorious food. Well, most people enjoy a decent meal, and a lot of people also enjoy talking about it. But a lot of people don't think very much about the sort of food they're eating. Now, what is a baleo menu, or balio menu, I think it probably is? It's a thematic night that is coming up at Arjontigo Papadopoulou in Kornos. It's all the idea of nutritionist, anthropologist, and friend of Round and About, Jeff Bond. He's on the line. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Rosie.
So what made you come up with the idea of this meal that is, I presume, very much based on your tenets as far as what we should be eating?
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting story, actually. We got to know Arjontigo Papadopoulou. I have to say, for English people, it's a bit of a tongue twister. This fantastic restaurant in Kornos, just outside Nicosia, on the main motorway down towards Limassol. We came across it more or less by accident and had a meal there, and we thought, wow, this is terrific. And I did a TripAdvisor review, and anybody can check that out. And it's a delightful place. It's a beautifully restored village house, keeping all the old artifacts and things, and beautifully, tastefully done, keeping, if you like, the old traditional style, and yet modernizing and making it a very agreeable place to eat and dine. And it is a superb restaurant, and it's got a wonderful chef, Marios Hagi Yosif, and it's run by Peri Papadopoulou. And it's I did a TripAdvisor review, and I talked a little bit about how it's a little bit of a struggle to eat the way I talk about, the paleo way, or that is to say, the way of our ancient ancestors, which is another subject I'll quickly come back to. And they said, well, why don't we do a meal according to your precepts? And we had a dummy run about two or three weeks ago where they produced a meal for me and a party of my friends and family. And they did a fantastic job. We discussed it with Marios beforehand, just how what it all means, how to do this. And he, unlike many chefs, because I've been through this experience with two chefs in France and one in America, where they've all got their rather fixed ideas about how to cook and so on, and don't like to adapt. But he's happy to adapt and be creative and produce the most wonderful food that is in conformity with these particular ideas. And so now there's going to be this theme night, which where the set dinner will be produced with a wonderful menu of starters and main courses and desserts. And we'll perhaps briefly talk about that in a second. on the 30th of August, and in their restaurant, clearly we're interested in having as many people sampling this. It's a wonderful way for people to come and discover the delights of eating in this particular kind of way. And of course, it is the kind of way which is the way our bodies recognize. It's the kind of way that is in conformity with the way our bodies are naturally adapted.
And yet, Jeff, I've got the menu in front of me. I mean, you wouldn't really look at that menu and think it was anything out of the ordinary. So let's do what you suggested and go through it. I mean, olive cakes and almond flour bread. Well, the almond flour bread perhaps is something a lot of people may not have tasted. It sounds yummy, I have to say.
Yeah, well, it is. It's delightful. I'll just quickly say that one of the things when we're talking about our evolutionary past, and if we have time, we'll briefly mention evolutionary medicine, but we understand that human beings aren't designed to eat a lot of starch, so we tend to go a bit easy on the starches. But what we can do is, instead of using ordinary flour, we can use almond flour. And that is, that's ideal, and he can make a terrific bread with it. And Chef Marios has come up with, a delightful recipe, and, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Did he make the recipe for the bread up himself?
Well, we, Nicole, my wife, who also does recipes and has written a recipe book, Healthy Harvest, she came up with the basic recipes, but he, has to work with it, with his own kitchen and so on, and so he's, worked his own way on it, and he's come up with a terrific product.
Okay, so that's the accompaniment as you sit down.
Well, it's a sort of bread.
Avocado salad. And marinated fresh mushroom salad. Marinated in what?
I'm not too sure.
But this is getting back to the idea that we basically eat either raw or certainly lots of veggies.
Well, these are the stars. starters, and you've got all kinds of salads. I mean, the other one, that's a particular kind of salad, and then there's another one, clisterida and baby rocket. Clisterida, of course, is purslane in English, and that's a traditional salad vegetable here in Cyprus. It's absolutely wonderful vegetable, rich in omega-3 oils and rich in fiber and all that kind of thing. And absolutely wonderful to have in a salad, so it's one of those. And he's got other things, the mock potato salad.
Now, mock potato, come on, what's mock potato?
Well,
and again, I presume we're steering clear of proper potatoes because of the starch.
We're steering clear a bit of the potato, that's right, and it's actually made from little bits of cauliflower that diced up and cooked to a sort of al dente, so that it looks and tastes and has the same consistency as of potato. Sometimes we are having to, as it were, pander a little bit to people who, to anybody really, who feels, well, this is all a bit of a sudden change, not having potatoes, but here we have something that looks, smells and tastes a little bit like potatoes.
Cauliflower tastes like potato?
Absolutely. And it's probably a lot tastier, actually, than a regular potato salad.
Okay, and green tabbouleh. Now, tabbouleh traditionally has cracked wheat in it.
Yeah, well, there's no cracked wheat. No, we use a very finely minced cauliflower, I think, for that. You're starting to get me a little bit bogged on the details, because this is where I need Nicole, my wife, to come up with the exact details.
All right, but what it seems from what we've said so far that you're taking well-known dishes here, and dishes I know that at Archondigo, Babo de Bulu, they do serve similar things to that, and so they're just tweaking them to come up with your Balio idea, yes?
It's a terrific fusion, really, because they, the restaurant, the Cornos, I call it the Cornos restaurant for short, they have this ideal of creating traditional Cyprus food using local produce. And so, actually, if you're going back to traditional Cyprus cuisine, hey, it's not so far from what I talk about. It was quite easy, really, as you say, to tweak what they are doing already, and then sort of twist it a little bit so that it fits into what I talk about. And of course, we've just been talking about the starters and the main courses. We've got this wonderful Mediterranean seafood symphony and grilled sea bass fillet and stuffed calamari and oven-baked sardines, and it's absolutely fantastic meal that they're proposing here. And then they get into the desserts with where we create a coconut cake with chocolate mousse. This is Nicole's recipe again. Absolutely gorgeous gâteau type thing, and the lemon tart, and it's all served with a local. They've got some excellent wines, and they're going to serve that with the local wines, which, of course, fits in with what I talk about. That's one of the glories, if you like, of what I talk about, is that wine is actually okay to drink with a meal, or without a meal, actually. So that's the background to it. And so we certainly hope that people will be interested in it and make reservations. They can check everything out on my own website, www.naturaleater.com. Everything's there. They'll see the menu, they'll see what it costs, and it's all very reasonably priced. They've done a fantastic job on pricing it.
Well, tell us about that.
The whole thing is a set price of 30 euros, including drinks, including the wine. So they actually need to see the exact details on the website, but that's broadly speaking what it is, 30 euros ahead, and they get this really slap-up gourmet meal, because this restaurant is a fine dining restaurant, and so it's a terrific experience, and you've got a gourmet chef producing this fantastic meal.
All right, and you're going to be giving a talk as well before the dessert?
Yep. Well, that's right. Once everybody's settled down and had eaten through most of it, I'll just stand up and give, just for 5 or 10 minutes, just a brief explanation as to why we're doing it this way and what it's all about and why it's so good for us. Because ultimately, this is the other side of where I talk about. As you may know, my book is number one bestseller on Amazon for preventive medicine. And I give lectures, amongst other things, to physicians in hospitals as part of their continuing medical education. this kind of notion is that we're talking now about feeding our body, putting the right kind of fuel into the body, which our body recognizes, and then we are going to avoid getting all these big diseases, the cancers, the heart disease, the osteoporosis, the diabetes, and all these things. They're basically lifestyle diseases, and what we put into our bodies is largely responsible for it. There are other things too, like the exercise and the sunshine and the stress and so on, but this is the big one. And here we have a wonderful opportunity to try out how to eat this way and have a wonderful time at it. It's absolutely delicious stuff, and you wouldn't, as you say, when you look at the menu, you wouldn't even notice that it didn't look, that there was anything particularly different about it.
No, it looks absolutely yummy, actually, I have to say. So you say you've spoken to doctors about this eating, this method of eating. I'm surprised that hospitals don't take these sort of things into account when it comes to hospital meals.
Well, that's an absolute scandal, of course, as you say. You know, you have your heart bypass, or they chop your breasts off, and then they wheel around the trolley with with the bacon and eggs and the fried bread or whatever, you know, or the pizzas and it's just absolutely disgraceful, really. They haven't caught up with that, and that's the aftercare. I mean, people who are aware of their food really are desperate when they have to eat what the hospital produces after they've had an operation, for example. That's a real scandal. But I would say, check out this website, www.naturaleater.com. Anybody interested in making a reservation should call the restaurant, 22-2253-1000. And we'd be wonderful to see you all there. As I say, this is going to be a tremendous night. It's a tremendous opportunity to sample how it works, eating in a healthy way, but eating well and eating gracefully as well in this wonderful village farm, village house.
And I'm assuming that there are limited number of places. I mean, I've been to the restaurant. It's got quite a good seating capacity, but I would imagine they're going to put you all either in the courtyard together or whatever, are they?
They have several rooms, actually. They have a main room, and then there's an upstairs room, and there's the courtyard, and they'll overflow, but of course, which is why it's important to actually phone and make a reservation, so that you make sure you do actually have a space. Give a call, just say you're interested in coming, make a reservation, all being well, you'll get a place. Okay,
so that's happening on the 30th of August. If it's successful, might you wheel it out to other areas of Cyprus, or did you particularly do it there because of this sort of rapport with the chef?
Well, this is one particular, it was just a very fortunate coincidence of circumstances, if you like, and if we can do it anywhere else, that'll be great. I think it's a start, and once people see how this works, then it'd be lovely to be able to try it elsewhere, or try it again at the same place, perhaps. I just don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. But this is a wonderful opportunity for people to see this for the first time. And then it's a start for something new. It's the new wave, so to speak.
Okay, I see on the brief here, I didn't write down the number as you said it. There's a number here, more information and reservations, 22-531-000.
That's it, yep.
Okay, and that's going to be a fabulous evening out. Jeff, thanks once again for joining us.
Thank you very much, Rosie.
My pleasure.